Good morning, Dallas Stars hockey fans. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. I want to apologize for the last podcast that went out. Somehow, I think it went directly to Spotify listeners. Any of y'all that have Spotify, I had a great podcast yesterday. Go to your Spotify, follow me there, and you'll get yesterday's podcast in your wheelhouse, a podcast to listen to. Anyway, we're one game away from a really enticing game, a game that will tell a lot about what our team is really made of. Tomorrow night we play the Florida Panthers. They are one of the elite Eastern Conference teams, and it's going to be an interesting game. I think it could very well be a Stanley Cup final preview. Although, we know in hockey we don't want to be superstitious, but there it is. It's an incredible swing through the West Coast last weekend. We've already talked about that quite a bit, about the amazing comeback in San Jose, the great game against Anaheim, and you know, two nights ago, Saturday night, the game against the Kings, where you know they got that easy goal in the beginning of the game, the Kings did, and what did we do? We did what we always do. We came back and had an excellent game defensively, offensively, everything. Well, it's going to be two goaltenders that if Jake Oettinger hadn't got hurt earlier in the season, I'm a firm believer he would have been talked about the Vezina conversation. But Sergio Bobrovsky on the other end, and I know he is being talked about in the Vezina conversation. So the goaltenders are set. They're going to be some incredible saves tomorrow night, I'm sure of. And whose offense is better? I mean, they got some really good forwards over there, but I'm wondering if this is going to be the game where we really find out how good Logan Stankoven is. I mean, he's continuing to put the points up. You know, he's got 6 goals, and now I believe it's like 10 or 11 assists. I mean, he's always in the middle of everything that's going on. But this is going to be a huge game to see who's better. Now, you know, you got the Tkachuks of the world, and you know he's a great player, but he's also can be a little bit of a dirty player. The question is, when you get a guy like Keith Tkachuk out there, well, Brady Tkachuk, that's his son. I always want to say Keith because I keep thinking about his father, and I did watch him too, so forgive me for the faux pas again. I've had a couple of faux pas lately in my podcast, so I guess I'm either tired or I get wrapped up in some of the old guard because I'm old and I love my hockey from years past. Anyway, Brady Tkachuk is going to be out there, and he's great, but what does he do? He likes to push buttons. So the question is, are we going to be able to stay calm and professional? Stay out of the box? That's going to be an issue because, you know, I wonder what it's going to be. Is it going to be Jamie Benn stepping up to the plate, maybe having a fight in the first period to let this guy know, hey, we're not going to play your games today? That's going to be one of the questions I believe is going to stir up some animosity there, because when you got a guy, one of the Tkachuk kids or the Tkachuk brothers out there, they're always going to want to row people up and get under people's skin. That's a part of the game too. But Jason Robertson on his West Coast swing got a goal, involved. Roope Hintz was involved. The first line was so much involved in that West Coast swing. Is that a of things to come? Is that something that we're going to, you know, go to Nostradamus and say, do you have something for the future here. And I think it is. I think they are starting to click, you know. And it's just the fact that this team has 720 goal scorers, the most in the NHL. I know there's all these hot superstars that are getting in the 50, possibly 60 goal range this year. But when it comes playoff time, it's every man on deck. And that is something we're already proving throughout the season, that we are a deep running playoff team because of that. So tonight, we practice. Tonight, we rest. Tomorrow, we have to play with the big dogs. So tomorrow night's game is everything. Go Stars.